listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. The Prime Minister believes local manufacturing and control over resources are key to our future. He is unveiling the Future Made in Australia Act, offering taxpayer cash to boost clean energy and manufacturing. Anthony Albanese says it's time to build our own green future with hydrogen, solar and new renewable tech.
We need to make more things here to create jobs and opportunities here to seize the opportunities which are there.
New studies show plant-based beef is much better for the environment than the real deal. Research revealing the beef substitute produces 90% less greenhouse emissions than animal-based meat. But in terms of nutritional value, Professor Andrew McGregor says the animal-based product wins out.
Most of the studies said that plant-based beef had less saturated fat and less cholesterol, as well as more fibre and more carbohydrates, but at the same time having less energy, less protein and less iron and zinc.
Midwest locals are able to set their sights on the skies this month as the region transforms into a stargazing hotspot. The beginning of April is one of the best times to stargaze as Earth reaches its closest point to the Milky Way. We have until tomorrow to observe the Milky Way in its peak time from Kahnema, Lakes Lookout or Macpherson Homestead. There's been an amazing transformation of the Carnarvon Skate Park thanks to our kids. Local youngsters coming together for a massive two-day effort to don the space with a new colourful mural. In sport, it was a big weekend at the Shark Bay Speedway Club's season opener. Jake Powell taking out the New Stars event, with Jacob Lathwell claiming first for the top stars. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.